We are happy to have the 200 Trio live in the KPLU studios today, and the timing could not be better. Seattleite Max Holmberg rose through the Northwest Jazz Education ranks, drumming at Eckstein Middle School and Roosevelt High School, and off to Berklee College of Music in Boston, where he met guitarist Cole Schuster and bass player Greg Feingold. They've all teamed up back here in Seattle, and look out, they've been nominated for Northwest Acoustic Ensemble and Emerging Artist of the Year at Earshot's upcoming Golden Ear Awards, and voting is open until Thursday, and their brand new record, Introducing the 200 Trio, is out now, and they're live in our studios today. Please welcome the 200 Trio.
Thank you.
The 200 Trio live in the studios here at KPLU. The brand new record is out now. It's been out for less than a day. Introducing the 200 Trio. Max Holmberg at the drums. That's Greg Feingold on bass and Cole Schuster playing guitar. Max, our prodigal drummer, returned home. Tell us about going off to Berkeley, and you're a product of Eckstein Middle School and the Roosevelt High School jazz program. Did you feel well prepared?
I sure did. And going back to what you said earlier, it was definitely not Eckstein Metal School. I didn't learn any metal
drumming
there.
Not metal school,
no. No, I had a great time learning jazz there under Malk Escobedo and Scott Brown, both incredible educators. I was more than prepared to go to Boston.
Cole, I guess the word is out on the kids coming out of the Seattle school system. Is that right? You see them coming now?
Yeah, it's true. I went to a public high school in California, and we used to compete against Roosevelt and Garfield, and those were like kind of always the bands that like we would like listen to the recordings in our band office during classes and be like, man, these kids are so good. Like, what are they putting in the water? You know, what are they feeding them? But it's cool. I think we actually met Max. Max and I met at Essentially Ellington when we were both in high school.
That's right.
Yeah, excellent. Greg, tell us about what drew you all together at Berkeley. What was the common denominator for you three?
Well, I met Max playing as an accompanist, actually, in the piano department.
Was that in Joanne's class?
Yeah. Which was always an adventure. And then I met Cole, actually, when both Max and I were working at the Berkeley Voice Department, and Cole subbed for a class, and we kind of all loved the way each other played, and it just stuck. At one point, we played a jam session in a 200-degree practice room in the basement of the dorms, and that was about it.
Were you able to play out around the Boston area and New York as a trio?
Not really.
What was that? What was that scene like? Was it, I imagine, highly, highly competitive and tough to get to pick up gigs around that area with all the students and the pro musicians that are around there?
Yeah. Well, we weren't actually really an established trio in Boston. That was kind of a thing that was officially created here. Yeah, it was pretty hard. I mean, I was gigging a lot with other groups, as these guys were too, but not as a trio.
Cole and Greg, what brought you to Seattle to follow Max? And Max knows how beautiful and wonderful it is to be here. Why'd you guys follow along?
There's just kind of an appeal to the Northwest. I visited a few times before I had graduated school, and just kind of fell in love with the city and how it's juxtaposed with like suburban neighborhoods, and there's nature all around. And there's a lot of really incredible musicians here that make it kind of worth it. And I think there's a really cool scene here that's worth cultivating as opposed to being on the East Coast or something like that. So,
yeah. We are live in the studios with the Golden Ear nominees, the 200 Trio. They're up for Earshot Awards for Northwest Acoustic Ensemble and Emerging Artists of the Year. Let's get them an award, everybody. The voting is open until Thursday. And we're going to hear another tune from the new record introducing the 200 Trio. It's Skylark on KPLU. Thank you. was lovely. And a fresh look at an old standard. That was great. It's the 200 Trio live in the studios here at KPLU. Their brand new record, Introducing the 200 Trio, is out now. I wanted to ask you guys about the new record, Introducing the 200 Trio. Lots of standards in store?
For this record, yeah.
You've found something fresh to say with Skylark there. I wonder what keeps you coming back to standards. Cole, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
What keeps us coming back to standards?
I'd happy to answer that. Well, I think before we really started playing a whole lot together, one thing we had in common was the music that we listened to. A lot of vocalists like Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday and Carmen McRae, and a lot of piano trios, Oscar Peterson, of course, Gene Harris, Benny Green. And there's something about that repertoire that I really find timeless, and it's still fresh to me. There's great lyrics, and they're fun progressions to play. And I think that one thing we all have in common is that we enjoy playing this music so much. We enjoy listening to it, and that's why it doesn't really get old to us.
And it's fun to swing.
Are you guys listening to, all three of these guys are in their 20s, and I wonder if you're listening to modern music, if that affects, influences you at all? What kind of modern music are you listening to?
We have a terrible pop addiction, actually. In the car, all we listen to is, like, Top 40 radio.
How about that?
So, yeah.
I wasn't supposed to come out at all.
Yeah.
Well.
And, we love contemporary jazz, too. There's a lot of artists that we like that are on the scene today, and yeah, we definitely, I think there's really very few music that any of us really dislike, to be honest. I think we can find qualities in a lot of different genres that we find listenable or enjoyable.
Greg, the 200 Trio often employs a fourth member for a little added extra spice. You've played with added organ players and sax players and singers. What is the most important thing for the fourth member to know coming in to play with you guys? What do you need to know to be able to work with the 200 Trio?
I don't know. We have a book that we usually stick to of a couple hundred standards, and usually if we're working with somebody that we don't know, we'll send a list of 20 or 30 tunes, and as long as we're all kind of on the same page, it usually comes together pretty well.
Max, I wanted to talk to you as the returning Seattleite about getting gigs around town. There are a lot more venues probably than when you were a kid. Has it been easy for you guys to pick up shows at say, Brass Tacks in Georgetown?
Yeah, well, part of it was kind of knowing people from before. However, Brass Tacks was not related to that. There was a time when I was driving around with promo CDs and business cards in the truck and, at the ready. Although, I think actually that was word of mouth and the truck CDs. But yeah, it's kind of talking to people. It's, just going out and saying hi in person and providing a good music, of course, helps.
That helps, yeah. And the brand new record, Introducing the 200 Trio, is out now. We've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish off with?
We're going to play Bird Like.
All right, let's swing with the 200 Trio live on KPLU.